play a little bit.
We would. I'm glad he knows my name. I'm glad when I was lost, he knew where to find me. Because I sure didn't find him. I heard somebody say one time they had found the Lord. I said, no. You didn't find him. He found you. Amen. When I could not go to where he was, he came to me. He came to me. Take your Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Thank you, Victoria. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. I have been reassured through the events of the last few weeks, with Pops dying and now with Eli, that life is very uncertain. I mean, really uncertain. You don't know. Pop was 70 something. I can't remember. 72. Eli was 15. Amen. We're not promised tomorrow. Amen. There's no guarantees. There's no guarantee we'll reach the end of this service tonight. Amen. There's a lot of things that are uncertain. Yeah. But just real quickly tonight, I'm going to give you seven things that you can take to the bank and you can be sure of. There's got to be something in life that you can count on, and there's got to be something, a foundation, something that you can plant your feet on and say, maybe if I don't know about that, I do know about this. When I'm uncertain about that, I can be certain about this. When I'm not certain about life and where, how much longer I live, there are some things I can be certain about. I was standing over this young man's body today, and I'm glad I was certain in my heart about where he's at. Amen. Let me give you some things tonight you can be certain about, absolute, without a doubt. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in verse number 9. Paul said, "For we know in part and we prophesy in part." Here's what he's saying. We know a little. We preach a little. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. He said, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Paul said, we know in part. In other words, we know just a little. You can take your Bible and be turning to 1 John. 1 John. I love the little book of 1 John. Usually when I read it, I read the whole thing. I don't just read, you know, some books you just read a chapter. I always read the whole thing. Some things that interest me in 1 John, the term little children. It's found 9 times in 1 John. Amen. Little children. Isn't that amazing that our Father considers us His little children? Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad sometimes He deals with us as little children? Thank God. 9 times we find that phrase, little children. And then we find the word know, new, known, and manifest 53 times in what? 5 chapters. 53 times the words know, new, known, and manifest in 1 John. The word love, loved or beloved or loveth 49 times in 1 John. That's pretty cool. What are you trying to say, preacher? Well, there's some things I can know. I have a Father who loves me. Amen. There's some things I can know, and I have a Father who loves me. I'm just going to give you these things right quick, and you ought to jot them down, because the devil will come and he'll try to shake you. He'll try to shake your faith. He'll try to shake you on your doctrine and where you stand. You may get a Jehovah's Witness come to your door, try to shake you. You may get a Mormon come to your door and try to shake you. You may get a Muslim, try to shake you. But if you get rooted and grounded in that book, you'll be unshakable.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you some things. Some of this is real simple, and you know it already, but jot these things down. You can know, number one, you know you're saved.
Amen.
Amen. I know that's elementary to us, but do you know there's a lot of people out there who don't believe that? I've had them tell me in this altar, I don't know, I don't think you can really know if you're saved. Well, I know you can. How do you know? Because I know. I know I'm saved. But I'm glad I don't have to stop with my knowledge about my salvation. I have God's word on it that I can know that I'm saved. 1 John chapter 3 in verse number 14. The Bible said, we what?
No.
We what now? It's not hope. It's not wish. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. I'm glad that we can know that we're saved. I'm not going to stay on that very long, but do you know? Do you know that you're saved? Hey, I know it's Sunday night, but there might be somebody here that don't know. There may be somebody here deep down in their heart. You don't know. You know you got baptized. You know you joined the church or something, had some little religious experience, but you really don't know if you're saved. I'd get that thing nailed down tonight. I wouldn't leave here not knowing. Not knowing. I look at myself sometimes and wonder, how could I be? But I know that I am. Anybody feel that way? I'll have a thought as I'm driving down the road and just a wicked thought, and I think, how could you think that and be saved? But I know that I am. Somebody said a saved person couldn't commit this sin or that sin. Yeah. Follow Brother Freddie around. Amen. I'm here to tell you, man, you're as capable of any kind of sin as anybody else out there. I look at myself sometimes and think, how could a saved person do that? But down in my heart, I know that I'm saved. Why? I have God's word on it. I have the Holy Spirit confirmation in my heart that I am a child of God. Number two, not only can I know that I'm saved, this is certainty now, things that you can count on for sure. Watch this. Number two, I know I'm saved forever. I know that I am saved forever. I'm not saved as long as I do right. And they got some that preach that. As long as you do right, well, you couldn't be right enough to stay saved. And if sin could get you unsaved, which one is it? That thing, and listen now, I love to hear Jimmy Swaggart play that piano and sing much as anybody. I love to hear the old rascal preach. Used to. I ain't heard him in years. I loved to hear him preach till he got down the end and blew it, you know. But, you know, he preached that for years, that you could lose your salvation. You could fall from grace. And they caught him picking up prostitutes. He didn't get lost. He didn't lose his salvation. So it must be a pretty broad path there. I mean, man, if you can go with prostitutes and not lose it, wow. We all right tonight? I can know that I'm saved. 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13. John said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may, anybody know the next word?
No.
That ye may know. Now what may you know? Now you looking at it? That you have what? Eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. That ye may know, that may know what? That you have eternal life. That's a pretty solid verse right there. Eternal is still eternal. There was not a condition put on that verse. What was the condition? Ye that believe on the name of the Son of God. That's it. Believe on the name of the Lord. What'd they tell a Philippian jailer, Brother Allen? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And I have. How about that? Hey, we saw that in action this morning. Daddy come to the altar and got right. His boy come right behind him. Got saved. Hallelujah. We can know that we're saved forever. John chapter 5 and verse 24, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Hear what he said? He that believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall, what?
Not perish,
but what? Have everlasting life. Now, how do you argue with that? How do you shoot a hole in that? That's as solid as you can get right there. It's eternal. Salvation's for keeps. My children, Katie's in here tonight. There were days that I was disappointed in my daughter when she misbehaved. Katie's saying, Ashley's here too. There were days I was disappointed in Ashley. Levi is in Colorado. There were lots of days I was disappointed in my son. But there has never been a day when Katie wasn't my daughter. There's never been a day when Ashley was not my daughter. And there's never been a day, woo, that Levi was not my son. And I'm telling you, 31 years ago on New Year's Eve, when I got born again, there's been days that I've disappointed him. There's been days that I let him down. But there has never been a day that I was not his son. Glory to God, man. I don't just know that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved forever. I hope you got that settled in your heart. Every time you say, is the devil ever try to talk you out of your salvation, tell you you're not even saved? Yeah, but when he does, I just take you to Mulberry Rock Road. I'm going to say, here's the tree. Here's the tree, smutty face. You were there. You were there when I got saved. Now get out of here and leave me alone in Jesus' name. Amen. We okay? I'm not going as fast as I wanted to. Number one, I can know that I'm saved. Number two, I can know that I'm saved forever. Now watch this one. Number three, I can know that I have the truth. I can know that I have the truth. I would hate to be a Bible of the Month Club member. I'm serious, heart attack. I laughed at the hospital. I never got so tickled. I mean, it hadn't been 10 minutes of them pronouncing Eli dead. And V8. The V8 commercial where the guy's exercising on the ball and the lady said, you still running every day? Yes, ma'am. You still eating your vegetables every day? He said, well, when I get a chance. And she bops him on the head and says, you should have had a V8. Joseph said something stupid and Christy turned around. Right in about 10 minutes after pronouncing her son dead and bopped him on the head and said, you should have had a KJV. I like to fell on the floor. I told him, I said, that will be a skit right here. Amen. That'll be a skit in a youth rally somewhere. You should have had a King James, man. Amen. Thank God I don't have to wonder. Well, I wonder what this word should be. Or I wonder what this word could have been. I don't even entertain preachers who do that. Do you understand that? Let me say it again. I don't even entertain preachers who do. I don't even like the preachers to get up and say in the Greek this means this or that. Yeah. If God wanted me to have a Greek Bible, I'd have been born in Greece. Amen. God gave me an English Bible. Amen. And I can read it. I don't need a translator. I don't need a pope to come out here and, oh, yeah. I don't need all that. I always wonder about them people go to them Catholic churches and they get up there and do all that stuff in Latin. They ain't understanding a word they saying. So no, you ain't telling me nothing. I've been all over the North. Ain't nobody in the Bronx understanding their preacher. Am I right about it? They ain't nobody up there. They don't go, oh yeah, amen, brother. You'll never hear that. Are y'all all right? I'm glad I've got an English Bible. And I'm glad I don't have to worry about it. I'm like the old preacher. He said, I believe it from kiver to kiver. Kiver to kiver, he said. I believe it. If there was an error in my Bible, I'd probably believe that too. I'm talking about a typo. Y'all all right? I believe this book. Listen, John chapter 7 and verse number 17. The Lord said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. Yeah. Amen. There is something inside me when I read this book that tells me it's of God. Now, I'm not going to go so far. I've got preacher friends, and I love them with all my heart, but they'll preach. They're so dogmatic. They say somebody can't even get saved out of another version. And I don't believe that. Every version has a portion of the Word of God. Are we okay? We go out there and get them tracts off the rack. If that's true, we need to throw them tracts away, because that's all they contain is a portion of the Word of God. It don't take much of the Word of God to get somebody saved. Are you okay? Well, don't get mad at me. I'm not condoning it. I'm just saying I believe people can get saved. I got a friend of mine. He's Brother Tony Shirley's song leader. His daddy got saved in California watching Joel Osteen. If you can get saved watching Joel Osteen, you can get saved watching ZZ Top. I shouldn't have said that. I forgot we're live streaming and all that. But seriously, thank God we can know this book is truth. Yeah, amen. Amen. I like what John chapter 8 and verse 32 said, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Yes, sir. Man, there's a freedom in knowing the truth. Yes, you know what that freedom is? It's peace. Yeah. It's peace. I lay down in my bed tonight, and I don't have to wonder, well, I wonder if that's really true. I wonder if that was the Red Sea and God parted the waters, or if it was the Reed Sea and it was only ankle deep. Either way, it's mind-blowing. If it was the Reed Sea and it was only ankle deep, God drowned Pharaoh's entire army in ankle deep water. Amen. That's a miracle either way. But I believe it was the Red Sea. I believe the water stood up like a wall of jello on both sides. And I believe 5 million Jews walked across there on dry land. Yeah. Yes, sir. Amen. I believe them three Hebrew boys literally got thrown in a fire. Yeah. And I believe Jesus was literally sitting in there waiting on them when they got there. I take it literal, man. I believe it. I believe Lazarus literally walked out of the ground. Amen. I know I have truth. I know that I'm saved forever, and I know that I'm saved. Now listen. Now watch this one. According to Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, the Bible said, we know that all things work together. We know. That says we know all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Listen to me carefully. I know that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved forever. I know I have the truth. Listen, fourthly, or whatever this is, I have no accidents. I ain't talking about that. I'm saying with God, there's no accidents.
Yeah, that's right.
When they flipped that four-wheeler in the middle of Anawakey Road last Sunday, did I say that right? Anawakey, is that it? When they flipped that four-wheeler in the middle of that road, God didn't go, you're not going to catch God off guard.
Yeah, right.
God's never looked and said, oh, wow, I didn't know that was going to happen. Bible said He knows the end from the beginning. In other words, He's been to the back of the book. I don't mean this book. I mean life. Amen. Job said He counts His footsteps. Bible said He numbers the hair on our head. God knows it all. Amen. There are no accidents with God. He knows exactly what He's doing, and I can trust Him in whatever it is. Now, that's easy to preach. But from Lamar McGatha's standpoint, it'd be hard to live. I thought about it for a solid week. If that was Hayden laying there. Whew. Could I live what I preach? You say, well, preacher, could you? I hadn't been there yet. I did it with my boy. And got sideways with God. But we got it right. I believe God gives us what we need when we need it. I'd be foolish to stand here and answer that question, say, oh yeah, I can live what I preach. Y'all okay? There's no accidents with God. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's never went, oh, I didn't mean to do that. We okay? Fifthly, I'm going to hurry. Job said, in Job 19 and verse 25, Job said, for I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. I know I have a living Savior. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Hey, I stand up here for Easter Sunday and proclaim with every ounce of my being, he's alive, he's alive, he's alive. Hey, I got some out there proclaiming it. I wonder if they've ever believed it. I believe it, friend. Amen. I can know that I have a living God. Amen. He always has been. He always will be. You say, explain that. No, I can't. I can't even wrap my pea brain around it. What was it old Buzz Lightyear said? To infinity and beyond. Amen. That's my God. He sits on the circle of the earth. The Bible said the earth is his footstool. That's my God. That same God that parted that Red Sea. That same God that walked in that fiery furnace with them boys. That same God that did all those miracles through the Bible. Hey, that's the same God I'm serving today. And you know what he's like today? He's just like he is today. He's just like he was way back yonder 6,000 years ago when he said, let there be light. Y'all okay? He ain't changed. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad you can know that you have a living God? I know that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved forever. I know that I have the truth. I know with God there's no accidents. Fifthly, I know I have a living God. Sixthly, is that how you say that? Sixthly, six. Number six. I know that God is on my side. I know that God is on my side. God is for me. Amen. Psalms 56 and verse number 9. The psalmist said, when I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. Now, how you like that? Amen. God is for me. We got big election coming up this next year. And we got to make a decision who we're for. And you got a bunch of nut job politicians trying to convince everybody to be for them. Am I right about it? But I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I got a God who I ain't got to convince to be for me. He's already for me. And he was for me before I got here. He'll be for me after I'm gone. Thank God we got a God who is on our side. I know that God is on my side. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31. The Bible said, what shall we then say to these things if God be for us? Anybody finish that up? Who can be against us? If God be for us, who can be against us? I think sometimes God's people are like the who was it on the Wizard of Oz? Didn't have no courage. It was a lion, wasn't it? Didn't have no courage. We got some Christians that need to take courage. That's what God told Joshua to do, to take good courage. The Bible said the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. We ought to have courage. Why? Because we know God is on our side. Amen. I've got God in my corner. Amen. A lot of people, they get out there and their life depends on the lawyer they can afford. Their life depends on the lawyer they can afford. Majority of people on death row are poor people. They're on death row because they couldn't afford the high-priced attorney. But I'm glad I got one on my side who ain't never lost a case. Amen. Woo. Let me give you this last one. I'm done. I said I can know that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved forever. I know that I have the truth. I know that there's no accidents with God. I know that I have a living God. I know that God is on my side. Now watch this one. This is my favorite. This is my favorite. I know that when I leave here, I'm talking about earth, I will be like Jesus. Amen. John said in 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 2, Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Woo! My old heels are hurting me so bad right now. I need to go home, prop it up, rest. It's 50 ain't that old, but I can feel the wear and tear. I can already feel the wear and tear. This thing's wearing out. It can't go like it used to. Ain't no way. I walk up a flight of steps, buddy. I was in a motel the other day, and the elevator took forever. And Levi was with me. He's in Gulf Shores, that old crazy elevator. I said, man, it's quicker to run down these steps. And I didn't have no problem running down them. It was coming back up. I got top of them steps. I remember when I could have run up and down them all day long and done it because I thought it was fun. This old body's wearing out. But I'm glad one of these days I'm going to get one that's like his. Woo, it's old flesh. That old songwriter said, this robe of flesh I'll drop and rise and seize the everlasting prize and shout while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Some things you can be sure about. I ain't sure about the next election. I ain't sure about the economy, but I know that I'm saved. I know that I'm saved forever. I know that I have the truth in the Word of God. I know that with God there's no accidents. I know that I have a living God. I know that God is on my side, and I know one day I'm going to be like Him. Amen. Amen. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Thank you, Lord. Let me ask that one question again. Somebody come to the piano. Victoria, won't you just come sing something for us? Whatever you want to do, if you don't mind. Listen, while she's coming, let me ask you one more time. Do you know? Do you know? I asked that question today to over 450 people sitting in this room. There was some behind me that didn't know. There was some in front of me that didn't know. If everybody had come to this altar who didn't know, we might still be here. There was a lot of lost people here today. I was praying. There was two or three boys in this choir loft that was on Eli's baseball team. They was tore up. The Lord was after them and on them. And I was praying, boy, if one of them would move. If that coach had come, they'd all come. They still need to be saved. But I asked that question, do you know? And I'm asking you that question tonight. Do you know? Could you look at somebody right now and tell them about when you got saved? You know for a fact that if you die today, heaven's your home. If you don't know, get on this altar tonight and get that settled. I wouldn't be embarrassed. I wouldn't care if I'd been a member of this church for years. I'd get that thing settled. I wouldn't die and go to hell because I might be embarrassed. No. And there's nothing to be embarrassed about. All we're going to do is cheer you on. Amen. Get that thing settled tonight. Some things you can know. I hope you wrote them things down. There's more than that. I could have made a pretty good long list of some things you can know. But you mind God tonight. God dealing with your hearts. You come. Go ahead, sis.
Yeah. Good singing, sis. Look at me, church. Do you know? Raise your hand. Do you know? Thank God, man. We can know. Ain't that a blessing? I don't know why anybody would teach or preach any different. How could you live not knowing? How could you live? How could that little mama made it today not knowing? What if Eli had done something wrong and lost his salvation right before he had that wreck? Man, I couldn't live with a faith like that. I just couldn't. And ain't nothing like knowing, is there? It's awesome. Thanks again, church. Y'all have knocked it out of the park once again. Y'all have been so good to that family. It was a blessing. I walked in that gym today, and the whole time it was at the graveyard, I was thinking, Lord, please let there be enough. Lord, please let there be enough. And ain't no telling how much food they hauled out of here. And it was just amazing. I praise the Lord for it. And it was good, man. They had chicken fingers from Zaxby's, buddy. I mean, I sit there and eat them like popcorn. Amen. But thanks again. Keep them in your prayers. Keep them in your prayers. Pray the Lord to just strengthen them and help them, and help them not get bitter, and just trust God. Amen. All right. Hope you have a good week. Let's bow our heads. We'll be dismissed tonight. Brother Clint Massey, you pray and dismiss us.